Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am Ian Robert Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. Robert Kearney is a 65-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-18-21. Apparently his vehicle was struck by another that was going approximately 90 miles per hour. Appeared his vehicle was struck from behind and caused damage to his arm, neck, and back. Appeared he states either his or the other person's vehicle flipped over 5 times and they were using a cell phone. Appeared he believes he injured his neck, coming left arm, coming back and back, and was out of work for almost 9 months. Appeared he did undergo left shoulder surgery by Dr. Austin, but has completed a course of active treatment. Appeared, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Kearney was rear-ended while driving a company vehicle, injuring his neck, comma, back, comma, and left side. Appeared treatment records show he was seen a patient first on 1-18-21. Reporting he was the restrained driver of a bobtail tractor that was struck from the rear by another vehicle while both vehicles were in motion. Appeared there was no extrication, but he was unsure if the vehicle was equipped with supplemental restraints. Appeared he denied loss of consciousness. Period. He complained of pain in the left trapezius area, comma, posterior left shoulder, comma, left side of the rib cage, and left lumbosacral region. Period. Chest x-ray showed no acute abnormalities. Period. There were spondylitic changes of the spine and mild osteopenia. Paired x-rays also showed right shoulder surgery and multiple densities along the right upper arm, which may be external to the patient and related to clothing. Period. Lumbosacral x-rays revealed anterior spondylitic changes, comma, mild multi-level facet arthrosis with no acute abnormalities. Paired disc bases are intact. Paired there were multiple radiopaque foreign bodies along the left hip, but no fracture. Paired left shoulder x-ray showed mild arthritis of the AC joint and shoulder joint, but no acute abnormalities. Period, there were also spondylitic changes of the spine. Period. Nurse practitioner Rosenthal diagnosed a sprain of the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, and lumbar spine, for which he initiated him on conservative care. Period. He was also referred for physical therapy. Period. He was seen a patient first through 2-3-21 when Dr. Rosenthal learned he could not get a physical therapy appointment until February 9. Period. He then went to a different facility and was able to schedule a 2-week course of therapy, which had only just begun on 2-3-21. Period. Dr. Rosenthal was going to continue him on the same prescriptions as well as physical therapy. Period. A new paragraph on on 2-17-21, he did return to Dr. Rosenthal. And was advised to see an orthopedist to treat his shoulder as well as his cervical and lumbar sprains. Period. New paragraph. He He was then seen by physiatrist Dr. Conliffe, CONLIFFE, on 3/4/21. Berrettini noted a history of prior laser spine surgery in the lower back in 2012. Period. He learned of the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Berrettini was driving on a local road in New Jersey when a driver swerved into his lane, causing a two-car accident. Berrettini denied loss of consciousness and was able to extricate himself from the vehicle without assistance. Period. Physical therapy had not yet been very successful in minimizing his discomfort. Period. And underlying this, there does not appear to be a description of either vehicle flipping over five times in the documentation. Period. Dr. Rosenthal diagnosed cervicalgia, lumbar pain, lumbar radiculopathy, cervical radiculopathy, and thoracic spine pain. Period. He ordered MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. He had a left shoulder MRI on 3/10/21 and MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine on 4/2/21 to insert all of them here. Period. New paragraph, he continued to be seen by Dr. Rothman on 4/1/21 when he was evaluated by Dr. Okon, O-K-O-N, for his left shoulder. Period. He noted the results of the left shoulder MRI and diagnosed a sprain of the left rotator cuff capsule. Period. He had the petitioner see Dr. Austin on 4/8/21, who was also at Rothman. Period. He had undergone 3 months of treatments of formal physical therapy with no injections. Period. He continues to complain of pain and other symptoms involving the left shoulder. Period. He ascertained a further history of right shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair in 2013. Period. Dr. Austin diagnosed the sprain of the left rotator cuff capsule and left shoulder pain, as well as biceps tendonitis and capsulitis. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 6/18/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. In the interim, he had seen Dr. Sinha, S-I-N-H-A, on 4/27/21 for low back pain. Period. He had returned back to work, but was taking it easy. Pretty found Motrin helpful. Pretty still had low back pain with left leg pain. Period. Dr. Sinha diagnosed lumbar intervertebral disc displacement, for which he refilled ibuprofen. Period. He was to complete his remaining physical therapy sessions and be referred for an epidural steroid injection. Period. He saw Dr. Conliffe again in that regard on 5/20/21. Period. He recommended trial of fluoroscopic guided epiject and the left L5-S1 spinal. Period. On 8/4/21, Dr. Conliffe wrote he had undergone an injection on 6/18/21, described as an epidural injection. Pretty felt as though he was pain-free at that time. Period. Accordingly, Dr. Conliffe discharged him to full duty without restrictions of maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner did see Dr. Austin again on 4/7/22. paired with status post. Rotator cuff repair on 10. Parentheses, this appears to be a typographical error. Close parentheses, period. He more accurately described the left shoulder rotator cuff repair was on 10/26/21, and the right shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair was in 2013, but he also had laser spine surgery in the lower back in 2012. Period. He was a prescribed Voltaren cream. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular physique. Pretty states he started working out at the gym recently with light weights. Period. Extremities upper, inspection revealed atrophy of the left upper arm. There were healed portal scars about both shoulders. There were also multiple scars about the left biceps with a possible droop on that side. There was a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. And also include the hip and pelvis maneuvers as being normal. Impressions. On 1/18/21, Robert Kearney was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. He was seen at patient first the same day and initiated on conservative care. Period. He underwent x-rays of the shoulder, lumbar sacral spine, and cervical spine that showed degenerative changes. Period. He followed up and was referred for physical therapy. Period. He remained symptomatic and was seen by pain specialist Dr. Conliff. On 3/4/21, period. He rendered a short course of treatment and had him undergo MRI studies, as noted above. Period. Mr. Kearney also came into the shoulder specialist care of Dr. Austin. Period. Ultimately, he had surgery on 6/18/21 to be inserted. Pretty followed up post-operatively. And as of 8/4/21, Dr. Conliff placed him at maximum medical improvement with release to full duty without restrictions. Period. 4/13/22, Dr. Austin placed him at maximum medical improvement as well. Period. New paragraph, it looks actually like the epidural injection was the procedure done on 6/18/21, not the shoulder surgery. Period. New paragraph, the current evaluation found there to be healed scarring about both shoulders. And a rough texture to the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the knees with crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles were full and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Examination of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar spines was unrevealing. Period. New paragraph. I will determine what to offer relative to the neck, back, and left shoulder as it relates to this accident. Period. He remains highly functional seen in his ability to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. As a matter of fact, he did undergo laser lumbar spine surgery in the past, as well as prior right shoulder surgery. Period. And he does not offer any symptomatic complaints or limitations in his activities, but he takes no pain or anti-inflammatory medications. Period. End.